I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo has regained its license from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which city officials plan to announce next week. A USDA official confirmed Thursday that the zoo had its license reinstated last week. The zoo had lost its exhibit license on May 6th after its staff failed to provide a complete renewal application to the USDA. However, the department refrained from requiring the zoo to close. Zoo Director Joe Clausen says the zoo provided the missing paperwork the next day. The zoo continued to operate while waiting on its license renewal. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo says the city received notification from the USDA about its license, but plans to make an official announcement next week. On Thursday, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals Foundation cited new complaints to local media and asked for the USDA to investigate the zoo after a patron expressed concerns to PETA. The state's congressional members are commenting on the president's address from Wednesday night. New Orleans congressman and member of the U.S. Homeland Security Committee, Cedric Richmond, says President Obama laid out a good, comprehensive strategy in calling for increased airstrikes against Islamic State extremists. Richmond hopes Congress will support the president in this growing military operation.
We have an obligation to protect American citizens, wherever they are, and we will do that. But to truly root out ISIL, wherever they are, it's going to take a united effort.
Richmond says Congress can support the president's effort by providing resources and weaponry to the Iraqi military and Syrian rebels who are fighting the Islamic State militants.
We should send a clear message that the Congress stands with the president on this and that there's one united America for protecting our citizens and promoting democracy and peace around the world.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise Metairie is not ready to support the president's strategy. He says he'll talk with fellow Republicans about the best plan of action to address the serious terrorist threat. But Richmond says that the president has laid out a strong blueprint on how to destroy ISIL. A new poll shows Democratic former Governor Edwin Edwards making the runoff in the 6th District congressional race, but the same survey shows Edwards finishing second in four different runoff scenarios. Pollster Daryl Glasscock says you shouldn't count out Edwards just yet. He says that the former four-term governor has significant numbers as respondent's second choice.
If he is a second choice of 25% of those who we polled, and that particular entity is not in the runoff with him, he could considerably improve his numbers.
Edwards garnered 32% of the vote in the Glasscock group poll, which would seem to guarantee him a runoff spot. However, Edwards has trouble breaking 45% of the vote in any hypothetical runoff. Glasscock says when it comes to runoff elections, traditionally half of voters don't return to the polls.
If he is a second choice of 25% of those who we polled, and that particular entity is not in the runoff with him, he could considerably improve his numbers. So if you go into a second primary and into a runoff situation, if your voters get out and vote, and if he can generate enthusiasm among his voters and get them out, then that changes the game plan.
Glasscock believes that whoever would be the other person to join Edwards in a runoff will come down to the wire. The KEDM weather forecast, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day today with a high in the upper 80s.